You are now live.
Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. We want to thank Jake, as always, for hosting us tonight. And tonight's share is sponsored, as usual, Zecher Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, and Neshama Hav and Aliyah. This week's parasha begins with a very interesting paragraph, something which appears to be very, very simple, but yet something very deep. The word Vayikra El Moshe, the parasha is parasha Yikra, we begin this week a new Chumash. A new Chumash, Chumash Vayikra. Hashem called to Moshe. Hashem calls to Moshe with the word Vayikra. And then the pasuk continues, Hashem spoke to him with the word Dibur. Rashi explains why the repetition, what's the difference between the word Vayikra and the word Vayidaber. Rashi explains Vayikra is a word which connotes endearment, kriya. Just like we find the Malachi Hashari, they call out to one another with the word Vayikra v'kara, zeh al zeh v'yomar. Likewise, when Hashem spoke to Moshe, he gave over a message, Vayidaber. It was accompanied with a expression of endearment. What is Rashi saying? What exactly does Rashi mean by this? So to answer this question, we have to look at the Targum. The Targum says, Ukira El Moshe. What's the word Ukira? Ukira. There's a sefer called Ma'at Tzori. The sefer is a sefer that explains the significance of the words of the Targum, the analyze of the words, and compares what he says to other Mepharshim, the Parshanim. And he explains as follows. The word Vayikra, how do we understand the Vav of the word Vayikra? According to the rules of grammar, if the Vav would not appear, the word would be Yikra in grammar, in Hebrew grammar. A Yud in the beginning of a word connotes the future. He will call out. Yikra. The subject of the verse, of the sentence, will call out. Now, of course, the pasuk cannot possibly mean that Hashem will call out, because this pasuk is recording an event that took place many years ago, at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, shortly after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And Moshe wrote these words in the Torah, it was a record of what had occurred. So it cannot possibly have been written, Yikra, Hashem will call out. So in the rules of grammar, what we do in order to transform a word from one tense to another, from the past to the future, from the future to the past, is we add a vav. It's called the vav ha-hipuch, which makes it, putting a vav before yikra, to va-yikra, transforms the word 180 degrees from will call out to the past tense, he called out. Hashem called in the past. Now that's in Hebrew. In Aramaic, there is no vav. In Aramaic, one would study the grammar, the form of Aramaic, to refer to the future, the vowels are kara. Kara means call out. Present tense, the future tense, they both go together. How does one translate calling out in the past tense in Aramaic? Kira. Kira, instead of a Chamatz, Kara, the Kuf has a Shva to that. Kira. Subject called. And thus, it would appear that the correct translation for the word Vayikra, assuming that the Vav is there to transform the future tense to the past tense, in Aramaic, the correct word, the first word of Hargum Onkel, it should be Kira, not Ukira. So the question is, why then did the Targum add one extra Vav in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra? And the Ma'at Sari suggests, based upon studying Ibn Ezra and taking notes from other popular commentators, that the Vav of the Targum meant, the Targum understood the word the Vayikra not just as a Vav HaHipuch that transforms the word from the future to the past, but also as the Vav HaChibur. It's the Vav which connects us to the past. A Vav that connects this Pasuk to the previous section. That's very difficult because Chumash Vayikra is the beginning of a new book. There is no past. Each one of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah is completely separate. There's nothing to connect to. In a Sefer Torah, there are four blank lines between the end of Chumash Shemos and the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. So there isn't a connection. And the answer must be that the Targum understood that there is a connection. There is a connection between Chumash Vayikra and the end of Chumash Shemos. Let's try to understand what that connection could be. The end of Chumash Shemos tells us, the very last pasuk tells us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with the Jewish people in all of their journeys. The cloud and the Anan Ha'ish, the cloud of fire, will hover over the Jewish people and guide them wherever they may travel. The whole Masdehem, Hashem is there, Hashem is protecting you, He's guarding you, He's leading you. Kianan Hashem, the cloud of Hashem is upon the Jewish people as they travel in the desert. The whole Masdehem, in every single stop, every single location. And then comes Vayikra. And Vayikra is a very different chumash. It deals primarily with the laws of sacrifices. The beginning of Vayikra begins with Adam, a man, ki Yaakov mikem korban laHashem, the individual who comes to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a sacrifice. There almost couldn't be a greater gap between the end of Chumash Shemos and the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. The end of Chumash Shemos is dealing with not the individual, it's dealing with the nation. It's dealing with the nation in times of exile, traveling in a desert, in no man's land, all alone, in a very desperate and difficult situation. Chumash Vayikra is describing the time when there's the Beis HaMikdash, where man can come to serve Hashem in his own land. He's safe, he's secure. He has a place where he can pour out his heart to Hashem and bring sacrifice. And we're not discussing the nation, we're discussing Adam, the individual. There's almost no connection between the end of last week's parsha and this week's parsha. But the Targum obviously understood that there is. And the message is that just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He guides the Jewish people as a whole, as they travel the desert from one location to another, which is symbolic of the Jewish people traveling through history, going from one country to another country, and difficult story of the history of the Jewish people until they reach their final destination of the coming of Mashiach. Likewise, every single individual in his life travels. He travels spiritually to find himself, to find his unique connection to Hashem, to find within him where he can grow, what are his strengths, what power he has to devote to Hashem, to Klal Yisrael. Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. The two are connected. Don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just guiding the nation in times of exile. It's much more than that. The cloud of Hashem, the fire of Hashem, is hovering over the individual, taking him by the hand from one place, from one situation in his life to another situation, from one mission to another, to allow him to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as what a carbon represents. Carbon represents a person coming to the holiest place in the world and elevating himself to achieve, to accomplish, to purify himself, to atone for his sins and shortcomings and be a better person. In summary, let's review. We have here a new Chumash this week, Chumash Vayikra. Vayikra el Moshe. Hashem calls to Moshe with love, with chibo. What's the Vav? Vayikra. On a very simple level, the Vav is there just for a grammatical purpose. Vayikra. We use the Vav to take the word Yikra, the future tense, to transform it into the past tense, and to make a statement to record that when the Jewish people came out of Egypt, Hashem called to Moshe to teach him Torah, to teach him the laws of Korbanos. Vayikra el Moshe. Hashem called in the past tense to Moshe to relate to him the laws. That's the pshat. But the Targum, by adding one letter, is telling us something very deep. If it was only to change the future to the past, then there's no need for the Vav. In Aramaic, the future would be pronounced Kora, the past would be pronounced Kira, and it would not be necessary for the Targum to inject an additional Vav as the first letter in his translation of the words of the Pasuk. By the Targum adding that Vav, he's teaching us that the Vav here is not only to transfer the future to the past, but it's also to connect Chumash Vayikra to Chumash Shemos. Chumash Shemos is about the nation coming soon to Pesach. Yitzesi, the Yitzalti, the Goalti, the Lakachti, the Hevesi. Hashem is creating a nation. Hashem is protecting us. He is guiding us. He is leading us. The end of Chumash Shemos reaches the climax where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cloud, Hashem's fire, appears upon the Jewish people. And he guides them in all of their journeys. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. And now we come, we begin. We begin the story of the individual. But the story of the individual parallels the story of the nation. Every person is a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. Every person, as they live, They travel through life. They grow. They develop. And every moment of time, man can look up. The individual can see the pillar of fire guiding him, taking him from place to place. Hashem is calling out to the Adam, who is coming, Ki Yakrev Nikem, who is coming to offer a sacrifice. The word Yakrev comes from the word Korav, to come close to Hashem. As man tries to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, a cloud of glory that appeared at the end of Chumash Shemot is right there, to take you and to guide you and to bring you to your destination. Thank you for listening. May we all merit to see Yad Hashem carefully guide us and bring us to joy, happiness, fulfillment in everything that we do. Have a good night and have a wonderful week. Again, thank Jake, the sponsor this week, and all the best to everyone here. Good night.